Welcome to Ladd Peebles Stadium for Inside the Jaguars. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton standing on the field where Saturday night a lot of these players will make their opportunity to be drafted into the National Football League. But for the second consecutive day, those players in that game Saturday night aren't the big story. The big story, the Jaguars have hired Greg Olsen to be their offensive coordinator, and the coach and the general manager today discussed their choice.
You know, I've known him now for some time and just really watched his progress, what he's done with quarterbacks, you know, from Kitna and Drew Brees. And, you know, he's a really, really good developmental coach. And I think that's what impressed me and has a style and a conviction. And, you know, just like you're building a team, you're building a staff. And I just thought he'd be a great fit.
Just his experience, you know, 8 years in the league as an offensive coordinator, his ability to develop quarterbacks, and obviously that's something that is going to be key for our franchise moving forward. The development of Blake and his offense to tailor to a young offense.
One of the fun things about being here during Senior Bowl week is all the familiar faces, and there have been many of them that have passed through Jacksonville, including Paul Boudreau, who was once the Jaguars' offensive line coach. He also was an offensive line coach in St. Louis and worked for Greg Olsen. So I grabbed him to get his thoughts on the Jaguars' selection.
He has a system, just like everybody has a system. But if your players aren't ready to fit into that system, he can be flexible enough to say, okay, let's adjust it to the guy. So if Blake does something well, he's going to adjust to Blake. He's not going to force feed it and say, hey, it's my system, you got to do it.
Senior writer John Osher joins me now. And, you know, we heard Paul Boudreau. I talked to Jane Glazer. I know you talked to a number of people around here today who all endorsed the hire of Greg Olsen.
Well, and even beyond what you talked to today, when you talk to people about Greg a couple of years ago when he was with the Jaguars staff, when you talk to people about coaches, when the name Greg Olsen comes up, it's about his ability to work with young quarterbacks. And I thought what Dave Caldwell said today was interesting. He's done it, and they feel like this is a guy who can come in and work with a young offense. He can be that overall fit that you're looking for. And even beyond his play calling, all the stuff we've talked about, there's an element with an offensive coordinator of the ability to put together the staff, the ability to be that guy who's leading the charge offensively, so to speak. And that's just as important as anything that's going to happen on the field, X's and O's, that you're going to pick apart.
You know, folks here who are watching could look to the numbers, the point production, you know, his rankings the last couple of years. Gus Bradley was quick to point out that that's not the way the Jaguars look for the right fit.
And so was Dave. Dave said, you've got to be careful of just looking at numbers when you're hiring a coordinator. Yeah, it's maybe a small factor, and it's what the fans look at. But once they get in a room with the guy, and once they start doing their due diligence, talking to people around the league, the numbers part really goes away, and it's a lot more about have they had players, and have they had those players improve over time, the offenses improve over time. Overall, the feeling is that Greg Olsen has done that. It's why he's here.
All right, so the Jaguars are now done with getting the offensive coordinator and the line coach. But are they done with the staff? Will there be any more changes? Do you know?
Well, from what each of them said, Dave said that's a decision that Gus and Greg will get together on. Gus said the same thing. I'm sure those are conversations that will happen between those two and between the guys still on staff to see what the right fit is. Because all the talk is about fit. Doug Marrone and Greg Olsen working together, them working with Gus Bradley and the staff. They want to find that thing that's going to work to help get this offense above 31 in the league.
Well, you know, both Paul Boudreau and Gus talked about how the scheme would adapt based on what they have. So people go, well, you know, zone blocking scheme is what the Jags said they were going to do.
Right.
It's not something Marrone has done. What exactly is Greg Olsen going to do? It's that ability to adjust that makes this decision.
Well, and over here a few minutes ago when Gus was talking about this, he said it's not going to be the Bills playbook or the Raiders playbook or any specific playbook. It sounds like they're going to get into the film and they're going to look at things and try to figure out what works best for this. Dave Caldwell talked about the Marrone situation with his own blocking. Not necessarily his own blocking guy. They kept using the phrase, we're going to adapt our scheme to our people. Could be some changes on that front going forward.
Now that this is all done, you're going to learn about some of these players?
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
That's John Osher, folks.
That will be fun in all seriousness to get a chance to look at these guys.
Much more to come from him this evening and into tomorrow. Don't forget Todd Wash. We'll be up on the site tomorrow. We had him mic'd up today, and he was a part of our Jaguars.com Live. And we've got a one-on-one sit-down that we're working on with Gus Bradley. All that and more as we roll into Day 3 from Mobile tomorrow. That'll do it for Inside the Jaguars here on Jaguars.com.